Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory, I'm O.W. Prince, and this is your real illuminating moment. The following has nothing to do with Israel or Jews as a race or a people, but it has everything to do with right and wrong, justice and hypocrisy, double standard and racism in America, and its indebtedness to its own African-American citizenry. America found $14 billion to send to Israel, who took land from the Arab Palestinians and placed them, for all intents and purposes, in a concentration settlement and enacted apartheid-type rule over them, then labeled them terrorists for fighting to get their land back. America found $14 billion on top of its annual $4 billion support of Israel to support its bombing and military atrocities, which murder Palestine freedom fighters and the innocent civilians and elderly, innocent children, and the sick and disabled. America found $14 billion. Now, hear me, people. We're talking about $14 billion to send to Israel, who has free education and free health care for all of its citizens. But America won't fund these basic human entitlements for its own citizens and the victim of its government-endorsed enforced slavery of Africans and African Americans. America found $14 billion to help Israel fund an ungodly war and supply entitlements to its citizens with American taxpayers' money, while America refused to supply its own citizens with free education and free health care and refused to pay the incalculable debt and reparation that it owes its own black citizens and the African-American posterity at large. And as if this news wasn't disturbing enough, America has reportedly sent $75 billion in aid and assistance to the Ukraine. It appears that America can find billions of dollars in assistance to help any racist country or nation that practices discrimination against another race and that enacts apartheid-like segregation against the innocent, but it refuses to pay what it owes to those who built this country and whose blood, guts, testicles, and fetuses soak the very ground that this nation is built upon. As a matter of fact, if this nation were to cough, it will cough up our blood. Somebody please help me understand how this country can place Israel, a nation that has only been in existence since 1948, ahead of blacks who have been subjugated and enslaved by America for over 400 years. Please help me make sense of this inequality and hypocrisy. Again, Israelis and Jewish people are not the issue. The issue is right and wrong and the hypocrisy of America and its brazen and bold racist policies that ignore its own ungodly and unjust treatment of its own citizens and victims while furthering the victimization and murder of those least capable of defending themselves. And since God is not dead, I fear for the future of America as its hands are bloody with the blood of my enslaved foreparents and of the innocent African Americans, which its laws, policies, and immoral indifference murdered, bombed, burned alive, hung from trees, and dragged behind cars and trucks, raped, castrated, fed to dogs and wild hogs and alligators, and whose international and clandestine policy fund political assassinations and military atrocities around the world. I also fear for the Christian church at large and its leaders who remain quiet and complacent in the crimes of America. For God hates hands that shed innocent blood, and God is not dead. And until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, until just and righteous reparations are made to its victims and true repentance take place in America, God will not hear the prayers of this ungodly nation, and the plagues of its immorality will not cease until it is consumed. The prophet of Yahweh has declared it by the Spirit of God, and it is so. Repent!